Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, a lot of inside contacts there in D.C. where he lives, is joining us the next segment. He accurately predicted back in late October, about 2.5-3 weeks before the election yesterday, the election results yesterday, that they were going to be kicking out Rumsfeld and putting in Herr Gates. And he was right about that. He's right about a lot of other things, unfortunately. Will be, because I don't like the fact that stuff's so bad in this country. He's coming up with us to give us his analysis in the next segment. We'll continue to have open phones. You'll want to stay with us for it. Kevin and Master on the air, then Nathan, Ron, Noel, and others. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for your fearless coverage of the Bohemian Grove Club evil. I was on the show when you interviewed Ann Coulter, and this came up, and it was great. But this is a real key to waking folks up, especially folks like that man from West Virginia who's called in twice over the past week and a half or so. He's a guy that everyone's saying calling in saying, why doesn't he get it? You're wasting too much time on folks like him. But he's watched your films. He's obviously listening because he's called in a couple of times. Evil and Satanism and this Bohemian Grove stuff is a key because it's incomprehensible that this, as he said, this doesn't, it's illogical. Well, it is illogical, but so is evil is illogical. And, you know,
kidnapping children and torturing them and murdering them is illogical, but there's a lot of people that like doing it, and they get in control of government so they can do it and get away with it. They want a worldwide tyranny to turn it into their own private hellraiser club. They love war and death and DU and genetically engineered creatures and raping and murdering and torturing with pliers. I mean, this is what they do.
They killed the state of Nebraska's lead investigator, Gary Cadore. You got Paul Wellstone.
Yeah, blew his plane up with his son in it.
Yep, and you get, you know, some of these people we feel bad for. You know, they're really a house of cards. As much as their bravado and hubris, Jeff Gannon, Johnny Gekert, and Johnny Gorsch is the same person. He's really a victim. I feel bad for him because he wouldn't be where he is today if he wasn't kidnapped, you know, back then, and they've done this to him. We can win, and that's what the film director from Freedom from Fascism, Mr. Russo, had to say is, we can win. People have to believe that. They've got to get active.
I agree. We've got to first have the attitude we can win. We can.
Yes,
we have a tiny group of cockroaches ruling over us. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, welcome.
Alex?
Yes.
On the Daily Iowan today, I wanted to go over quickly this article. I don't know if this has already happened in other states or not, but DOT to use facial recognition system. They're implementing it at the beginning of this year in January, and this article goes to say how it's going to be used to, you know, help against identity theft.
And coast to coast, the feds are paying from Austin to West Virginia to New York to face scan and thumb scan all the kids for their safety. It goes right in the same federal database. Digital face scan photos are used in all 50 states now under the Real ID Act. The total grid's going into place.
Yeah, they even say here how originally Iowa officers were concerned that the software would lead to false positives where innocent drivers are pegged to someone else trying to use the ID, and they don't explain, you know, why that's no longer an issue, and then they just talk randomly about identity theft being the reason that they want to implement this.
Yeah, which computers and the system they built caused this, and most identity theft, 80%+, is bank to bank, Bank of America and others, every few months losing millions of names. This is all being done by design, folks, to bring this in, and they're setting up the prison grid right now.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't think identity theft has anything to do with someone driving around using my ID with my face on it. It has to do with bank fraud and stuff like that. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, and again, they caused all that. No, this is so the sicko killers that run things know everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, everything you do, with face scanning cameras going up everywhere. This is a small group ruling over us, nervous that we're going to take it back from them, so they're putting in the control grid real fast so they can then have their fun. I mean, it's basically, you know, like a serial killer when he ties a woman down. You know, he gets her back to the place and gets her fully tied down so he can then take his time and enjoy himself. And they're going to be enjoying themselves with the American people. And we're going to open fire on them with automatic weapons. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We wrote an article for Infowars.net, Steve Watson did yesterday. The headline, Sacrificing Figureheads. And we took quotes from a story about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, written by Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report, where he predicted that the neocon arm was losing power. Same thing Rick Pallas has been saying, but he had this from inside sources in D.C. where he lives, District of Criminals, District of Columbia, and that they were going to put in Robert Gates, the big CIA commander south, there at the big current CIA base. And it's a current operation, folks, brainwashing the youth, militarizing them to be the new rulers of our society, gun confiscation, into posse comitatus, Northcom rule. I'm not kidding. This is the new kind of Soviet college for our gods. And I'm not against folks at A&M. I have a lot of family went there, friends that went there. It's what's happened, you know, with the George Bush Library and all of it up there. And it was Robert Gates who helped pull George Sr.'s bacon out of the fire, lying to Congress back in the 90s, doing a lot of key things for him. And Wayne Madsen has written about this, so has Greg Pallas. They've both been dead on. But he predicted that Rumsfeld was just being basically used as a lightning rod and would be removed soon, and that after the election we would see being put into place Robert Gates. So here to talk about that and also the outing now of the Republican Party chairman, which we've openly discussed here on air, but it's the outing by Bill Maher on CNN. And you better believe that was staged. They knew that they'd been given authorization to do that. So these things are starting to unravel. Wayne Madsen, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you again.
I don't want to go over, because it's, you know, it was a pretty good-sized article you wrote, but you word-for-word predicted, people could read it if they want to see it, up on Infowars.net. You predicted they would do this from your sources. Specifically, go over why they removed Rumsfeld and what this means.
Well, the early, the first indication was a very odd op-ed piece in the Washington Post. This was about 3 weeks ago by Sally Quinn, who was a former journalist for Newsweek, married to Ben Bradley, the former editor of the Post. And she almost sounded like she was channeling Donald Rumsfeld. She had all this inside information about Rumsfeld stating he's been the scapegoat for this administration up till now, but after he resigned, after the election, he would be no longer the scapegoat. And she's stating, then there'll be two scapegoats left. There'll be George Bush and Dick Cheney, and which one is going to be the designated, scapegoat, for this failed Iraq thing and all the other, imbroglios we've been in. And then she also said that Rumsfeld would then try to atone for his sins by becoming involved in some international humanitarian work, which I thought was pretty rich. Gates has been part of this, Iraq study group, headed up by, his daddy's, Secretary of State and Major Consigliere James Baker. So it wasn't any big surprise that they were positioning Gates into this job. As a matter of fact, I saw Gates in Washington about a month and a half ago, and he was with a group of AFIO, it's the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, and he was like sort of drinking with them and rubbing elbows. And it was clear that, you know, well, what's this guy, the president of Texas A&M, doing with this old guard from the agency? And it's clear now that, he was up here being groomed for this job at the Pentagon.
Now, clearly the neocons were put into power to attack these countries, to grab oil for weapon sales. But the old guard always had the intention, if things went south, to be able to blame them and remove the old bird cage liner, as I always say. What do you think this means for policy on Iran, on the domestic police state that Bush has now put in place? What does this mean that they're putting in the old Iran-Contra guard?
Well, in one respect, it's rather troubling because these guys, I mean, before there was lying about intelligence about Iraq, there was lying about the Soviet Union, and Gates was part of that whole operation. He's trying to say that the Soviet Union was a huge military threat when he knew, in fact, that the intelligence showed that its economy was collapsing. He hyped up a lot of other intelligence, and there was almost as many whistleblowers.
In fact, at first they tried to prop up Gorbachev.
Oh yeah, they tried everything, and I mean the whole Gates tenure resulted in the successor to Bill Casey, Judge Webster, opening up an investigation of both Bill Casey and his deputy Bob Gates politicizing the CIA for George H.W. Bush, who was sitting there as Reagan's vice president and engaging in all this Iran-Contra and all these other, surreptitious, these other programs. In one respect, it's rather troubling because Gates has a history of lying to Congress. Now, as I pointed out on my website today, I said it's going to be interesting to see how many Democrats who voted against confirming, in the Senate, voted against confirming Gates to be CIA director will vote against them for confirming him for the defense secretary, because CIA director is not in line for the succession to the presidency, whereas I point out this defense secretary is pretty high up on the list in the presidential line of succession. So if he was no good, in their opinion, for a CIA director, why in the world would they want to confirm him for a cabinet constitutional position now?
I mean, I know what the analysts are saying, but I want to get your angle on it. What does this mean for war policy in Iraq? We know that this commission on Iraq, they call it independent, run by Baker and one of the 9/11 whitewashers, I mean, is about as independent as Al Capone being his own judge, you know, in his court case. This is or Saddam Hussein being his own judge. I mean, this is a complete farce. And we know they just want to put it into this, quote, collegiate debate for another few years and kind of just act like they're doing something on Iraq and depoliticize it as it just rolls on into eternity. Is that what you see happening?
Well, I do, but I think what we've seen this Iraq group do is they're sort of like the anti-neocons. They have been negotiating with the insurgents. They've been negotiating with Iran and Syria. Now, these were all, you know, Axis of Evil and Al-Qaeda people, according to the neocons. So they're not buying that kind of line.
So is this Israel being removed just a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think the days of Natan Sharansky coming over here and briefing Bush, those days are pretty much over. That whole gang, including this other Lieberman, the Israeli Lieberman, who's a real right-wing fascist over there. I don't think the red carpet will be rolled out for them anymore. And we already see Richard Pearl and Ken Edelman now saying, oh, this was never our idea, this Iraq thing. But these are typical Trotskyites. That's their background. That's their family's background. Trotskyites are political chameleons that will do anything
to
remain
in power. They're like a Fiddler crab. They put different shells on.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, their patron saint, Leon Trotsky, of course, was over in Mexico when Stalin ordered him the ice pick in his forehead. He was on his way to Washington to meet with J. Edgar Hoover in the House Un-American Activities Committee to turn over lists of Soviet agents around the world. So these are the Trotskyites. They're the true political chameleons of the modern era.
Oh, exactly. Similar ilk, Madeleine Albright, her father running the Czechoslovakian commie purges, and then she runs to Serbia, and then they turn around and stab them in the back. I mean, it just never ends. These people are just everywhere. So I mean, break it down, though. What do you see them doing in Iraq? Just going into some type of weird detente that just puts it into an endless debate?
They're going to try. Yeah, I think what's going to happen is they're going to try to make some arrangement with the insurgency. I think we'll see a redeployment of our troops into Kurdistan, which is basically pretty friendly to us. That may irritate the Turks, who will see that as like a de facto declaration of independence for the Kurds. But I think what we'll see is negotiating with Tehran to keep their people in Iraq somewhat pacified, and I'd be really surprised to see them carry out this death penalty execution of Saddam Hussein, because that's just going to trigger off a huge. They're going to make him a martyr. We'll see the Saddam Hussein brigades pop up in Iraq and probably other areas.
How will they not eat crow and have that as a defeat? Just kind of keep the other trials endlessly going on until we forget about it 2 or 3 years from now?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, they'll hope that he winds up like Milosevic and he dies in a prison cell, either of natural causes or otherwise, as we know.
Okay, I want to take calls later in the hour, but I want to get into, I'm just guessing, have you seen the video from CNN with Bill Maher outing the chairman of the Republican Party?
I've heard about it. I didn't see it, but look, everybody knew about Melman early on with this whole Foley.
Well, I want to hold off. I want to hold off on that, because right now, I want to get your take on that later. But I wanted to go back, because you've been on the front lines of reporting about the Republican underpinnings being run by these people, and that's what Maher said word for word. But so you're right on that again. But I wanted to.
Ralph, he's reading my website.
Probably is.
Well, yeah, maybe.
But I wanted to talk about 9/11.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nancy Pelosi and Al Howard Dean are saying no investigations, no impeachment, no nothing. Partnership, common ground. I'm really getting sick at my stomach here. The Democratic grassroots, though, wants him impeached. I obviously want him impeached, and I'm a paleo conservative. So I want to get your take on that. And then also, where does it go with false flag terror? Do you think we're at a greater or lesser danger now of trying to get the agenda back online, or are the oil companies telling the neocons that their carrying out of 9/11 really has lost credibility for the entire elite structure itself?
Right. Well, I think what we're going to see with the Democrats, I think watch what they do rather than what they say. I mean, this is kind of typical pablum you get after a win like this. But the work's going to be done by those committees, those oversight committees, and I don't see them silencing John Conyers, House Judiciary Chairman. I don't see them silencing Dennis Kucinich, who's going to be chairing a subcommittee on national security. There's where it could really come home to roost.
I wonder if he'll have a plane crash or something.
I want them all to stay out of planes. I want all the Democrats to start taking trains or drive their car and stay out of, especially small planes.
Stay with us. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. We'll get into the pervert scandal We'll get into the Iraq War. We'll take your calls, analyze the election. Stay with us, JonesReport.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Ed Bradley, dead at 65. I guess this song's for him. Veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley died Thursday at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. Complications from leukemia. Go ahead and crank it up for him.
Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. La 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 la.
remember, none of us get out of this alive, so make it count. Do the right thing while you're here. Biggest fraud in the world is the man that dies with the most toys wins. It's the person that builds the best things, that helps the most people, that does the right thing. That's who wins. That's who's fulfilled. Wayne Madsen joins us from D.C., former NSA officer. A lot of accurate predictions on what's going to be happening. What do you now predict for the next few years? I mean, certainly there are elite organs that still want to go into Iran. The neocons wouldn't have been able to be doing what they were doing if at least large portions of the establishment didn't like it. What do you see on the horizon for false flag terror? What do you see with the Democrats not wanting to overturn H.R. 6166 or any of... I mean, it's perfect for the elite because they blame it all on Bush and the agenda just keeps rolling forward.
Well, I think the power of the subpoena, the power to put people under oath, is really going to put the brakes on a lot of this. I agree that, you know, we're not out of the woods entirely. There's some bad parts of the Democrats taking over. For example, the chairman of the House International Relations Committee is going to be Tom Lantos from California. Remember, Lantos was the guy who chaired that unbelievable phony thing about where the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador said she witnessed the Iraqi troops pulling babies out of incubators and smashing them on the floor. Just a total line. And so he's winding up as the chairman, and he was initially very supportive of the Iraq war, and he's, you know, basically he's a Democratic neocon. But I would keep focused on people like Conyers, Dennis Kucinich taking over this National Security Subcommittee. We're going to see John Dingell from Michigan taking over the powerful House Commerce Committee. Now, their responsibilities are kind of cross jurisdictional, and we're going to see a lot of investigations, and we need to, because basically they're not only doing the investigations for the president, they've got to make up for 6 years of a rubber stamp Congress that Bush just basically got away with.
But the Democratic leadership are a bunch of neocons, and Pelosi is literally on the same page with Bush with talking points right now. Do you think she'll be able to successfully ride herd over them?
Well, she's not going to be able to control these chairmen. Like Conyers is a veteran of two previous impeachment panels of the Judiciary Committee, Nixon and Clinton. He's not going to be rolled over. He's gone on record to say, look, and even she has, even Pelosi has said, look, we're going to let the investigations run their course, but she said, look, we'll see what happens. If they come up with impeachable offenses committed by this administration, I don't think they're going to hesitate for a minute to pursue impeachment and also start referring these charges to the criminal division of the Department of Justice.
But I mean, you come up with one. We have the White House memo. Bush should be instantly impeached for that. That's hands down the actual transcript, which the White House was dumb enough to admit was real.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that's part of this is the corporate right-wing media, and that's all the big three 24/7 news channels. They've been, you know, they blame Fox, but look, CNN and MSNBC have been in there just as bad as Fox has. They're going to be forced now to pay attention to the Democratic Congress, you know, because the Republicans have gotten all the limelight. If they're going to rely on Tom DeLay to provide commentary, it just shows that, you know, they should just be ignored. But
well, you just brought me to my next point. This is what Limbaugh said yesterday. We have the transcript up on prisonplanet.com right now. People have been asking me all night, all day, how do you feel, Rush? I feel liberated, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't have to carry the water for people that I think don't deserve to have their water carried. I heard two other Fox News panelists on radio today saying, oh, they're really liberals. I see Rupert Murdoch behind Hillary in the more neoconish wing of the Democrats. So I really see him trying to spin it, at least trying to spin it, and kind of making a new Democratic neocon move. But I do see rats leaving the sinking ship, which then makes Bush that much more of a cornered rat.
Well, that's right. We're seeing, you know, that Fox and these others starting to become chameleons, too. And I guess, Alex, you and I will just have to wait for our phone calls from Murdoch to get our own shows on Fox.
That's not going to happen. Oh, I tell you, it's sick. But they see the handwriting on the wall, so they're trying to jump ship right now. As you said, political chameleons. Let's talk about the pervert activity up there and more outings by these hypocrites on the other side. And then we will go right to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 30 minutes left. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
In Arizona, but he's trumped by Bill in Iowa, who disagrees. Noel, Jay, others, I'm going to get to everybody. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I tell you, really a great source of info. He really is one of the best sources, and that's Wayne Madsen up there in D.C., formerly with the NSA. Just gives you good information. We're always honored to have him with us. Before we go back to him, it is so important for all of you to join us in the information war and to support this broadcast if you believe in what we're doing. Get America Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, exposing the private nature of the Federal Reserve, how the income tax really works, how this really goes in to pay the private banks, how we've been hijacked since 1913. It's the root problem, and it's 1995. And if you want, you can get Terror Storm when you get it for half price, $9.95. I just want to get the information out. That way you support myself, Aaron Russo, everything we're doing. So again, we have it available right now in stock. America, Freedom to Fascism, and Terror Storm, over 5 hours, two films, ladies and gentlemen, for $29.95, or get Terror Storm by itself for $19.95, or America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95. You can look at it two ways. You get $5 off Terror Storm and $5 off America Freedom to Fascism, or you get $10 off of Terror Storm and get the other one for regular price. Whatever. It's basically 25% off. It is a great deal, so take advantage of it right now at infowars.com. We are expanding the operation here. We're intensifying our fight against the New World Order. I started out 12 years ago. I wanted to stop globalism. I wanted to stop the loss of our sovereignty. I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I wanted to defend this country. And I don't care if it's Republicans, Democrats, this good cop, bad cop stuff doesn't fool me. Now is the time to get the films. Aaron Russo lets you make copies of his film. I want you to make copies of mine. Get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Terror Storm. Order them today. You can call toll-free if you don't have online access, 888, or if you prefer that mode of ordering via credit card, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we'll ship it out to you, UPS Ground. That's our default. If you want postal service, request it, and we'll give it to you. Boy, are they horrible. Seriously, just support us. We need your support. Just finishing up a recap on the election, and I'll get Wayne Madsen's take on it. The Democrats are a pack of whores. They're a pack of criminals at the leadership position level. You don't get that high unless you're compromised. But the virulent neocon strain had incredible chutzpah, incredible bravado, and they were going all the way. And so now at least the world sees that the American people have rejected preemptive war, killing 654,000 innocent Iraqis in the last 3.5 years, a million plus before that. They see us rejecting all the things that are happening. At least we don't look as bad in the world. Okay? That's one good thing that hands down we know happened here. The other thing is there are some uncontrolled chairmen who literally may start dying in plane crashes. The neocons, Republicans have done it before. But at least we may see, you know, their whole agenda slowed down and discredited. The problem is Hillary or somebody else will step in and just use these new powers that are there. So we need to call now. Demand that your Democratic websites and your alternative websites start calling for repeal. If they don't, they were operatives. A lot of them were on the payroll. It isn't just Bush that plays this game of paying blogs. A lot of big Democrats, so-called independent blogs, are paid for. You can now see them saying, don't criticize Pelosi, it's a conspiracy. We need to go out against them now, demand a hardcore revolution. We need to bring the criminals. Let's not forget, they carried out 9/11. Let's not forget that they're teaming up with the Democrats now to erase the border and do a lot of other bad things, and to keep the spending going unbridled. So that's basically what I see happening with this election. Wayne Madsen, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yeah, I think that we need to have a repeal of these Patriot Act provisions, these unconstitutional provisions. I agree that they're on the left side of cyberspace. There's been a lot of information gatekeepers. I haven't been shy about attacking them for what they really are. And I get attacked back, but that's the nature of this new media. So, you know, the water's warm. You know, everybody is welcome to jump in. But the thing about people like Conyers, I don't expect him to be rolled over too easy. I'm a little more concerned about the Senate side, only because senators, that's a very exclusive club, and they're always busy congratulating the esteemed gentleman from whatever state, and that gets a little old after a while. But I'm more enthusiastic about the House side, about people like Conyers and Kucinich, because let's face it, Kucinich was one of the early anti-war people, and he made no bones about the fact that he didn't like these.
He's been validated and vindicated. And I want to go to some calls after the issue of the coming out of more and more Republicans are getting exposed.
Mm.
But before we do that, briefly, I wanted to get your take on your analysis. Do you think the cornered neocons will now take their lumps and go quietly into the night, kind of just accepting the gains they got for the police state, the New World Order, or do you see them, as some analysts see them, trying to go into turbo here, hitting the afterburners now in the last 2 years, trying to get as much done as they can?
Well, there's an old saying, you know, if you've dug yourself into a hole, the easy way to get out of it is to stop digging. And I see that with Pearl and Edelman now. There's going to be a lot of attention on them now. There's a very hostile Congress coming in that has the power to bring them before these committees and put them under oath. This Congress, this rubber stamp Congress, has never put anybody with this administration or the supporters under oath.
And Cheney's saying he won't testify. Sorry, go ahead.
Cheney said that. Well, he may have some constitutional ground to stand on that, but I see another big thing. I see the independent special counsel coming back with this Congress, and no longer will there be a lickspittle like Patrick Fitzgerald, who's going to basically talk about carrying water. He's carried the water for this administration on this outing of the CIA network of Valerie Plame. So I see a lot of these people, these neocons. I don't think they're going to try any more false flags. I think the one thing they're interested in now is keeping their butts out of prison.
Well, I agree with you, but if they do stage a false flag, that could get people to rally back around them.
It also is going to a lot of intelligence people now in the agencies. You know, they were afraid to come forward before because they couldn't trust the Congress. Congress was in the hands of the Republicans.
Oh, we're going to see an acceleration of leakers.
Yeah, you're going to see, and they're going to be given congressional immunity. And we're going to see a lot more come forward. Nobody can touch them. Even they were worried about their jobs or retirement. They got kids in college, mortgage payments. If they're given congressional immunity, they have nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm used to acting, but I'm looking at Rumsfeld, looking at Gates, looking at Bush, looking at them even on camera when they don't think they're on camera. They look really freaked out right now.
Oh, I heard George Allen, by the way, is going to concede this afternoon. He's in a total state of denial. He's in an emotional meltdown over his loss. So,
and,
yeah, these people can't believe it still.
And by the way, Hastert is now stepping down from leadership because his sexual preference is now coming to the fore.
That's right, and the word is that he'll probably, like all other speakers who have lost their speakership, he'll likely resign his House seat. They'll put that district back in play. John Leish, who only got 40% because Hastert had all the money, will go for that seat again in a special election. May win.
In fact, let me just play this one-minute clip, then we'll get your take on it. We'll go right to calls. This is Larry King Live. This is bad audio that somebody just shot off the TV, but if you listen carefully, you can hear Larry King and Bill Maher talking about how there's going to be a bunch of outings. He goes ahead and throws one on the table, and then he says basically the Republicans are run by these people. And, yes, it is a prerequisite. It is a guild of, you got to be gay just to get in, but a lot of them are pedophiles. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Well, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but I do think that when a party is so divided against itself, eventually that comes to the fore. It's so ironic, Republicans, the anti-abortion party, always trying to kill something inside of themselves. And Frank Rich wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. He said, yes, we've heard about Mark Foley, and then every week it seemed another congressman was outed. But he said, that's just the beginning of it. A lot of the chiefs of staff, the people who really run the underpinnings of the Republican Party, are gay. I don't want to mention names, but I will Friday night. But there's a couple of big people who I think everyone in Washington knows who run the Republican.
You will name them.
Well, I wouldn't be the first. I'd get sued if I was the first, but, you know, Ken Millman, okay, there's one I think people have talked about. I don't think he's denied it when he's been, people have suggested he doesn't say,
I'm walking around in a bar. Ken Millman, I never heard that. But the question is,
maybe you don't go to the same bathroom.
Why would
I do, Larry?
Why would someone who is gay take public anti-gay positions? Why would you do that?
Because, Larry, hating yourself is the greatest love of all. Look at
it. All right. So I've been saying for months this thing is starting to unravel. Of course, it's not just the Republicans, a bunch of the Democrats too, but they haven't been as hypocritical. But the problem is there's the seedy underbelly There's the underage stuff. What do you see happening?
Well, you know, you got to love Larry King. He said he never heard of that. I guess Larry's still waiting for the Titanic to pull into port in New York, too. But, but you know, I mean, the fact is, we all knew about this thing called the Velvet Mafia. It's also known as the Pink Panzers. They're these fascist, self-hating, closeted gays who are all throughout the Republican leadership, in the Congress, in the White House, and I'm afraid we may have at least one on the Supreme Court.
Got quite a few here in Texas.
Oh, you do. You have one as governor, and look at Charlie Crist getting elected in Florida.
I didn't say that.
Well, yeah, but what's he going to do with Jimmy Breezy? Resign. He may resign before he's sworn in. But yeah, no, it's a big problem because I think Bill Maher's right. When you're like Mark Foley and you're ranting and raving about exploited and molested kids and then you're a pederast yourself. I mean, it's a part of it is to put on airs so you're not under suspicion. But I think it's a lot of self-hating involved in that as well.
Well, now I didn't say that about Rick Perry. You did, but did I hear you correct say that may be coming out soon?
Well, I think Rick Perry and Charlie Crist and a few other Republicans are now going to face the same issues that Jim McGreevy, the Democratic governor of New Jersey, was forced to deal with when he had to admit he was gay, and now he's getting a gay, he's marrying his gay partner, but he had to resign from office. So we've got at least a couple of Republican governors who are in the same position as Jim McGreevy.
Boy, that's dangerous down here in Texas. I hope he doesn't send a hit.
Well, it's the old. I remember an old joke about steers and queers, and the guy says, "I don't see any horns on you."
Well, there was even a book called "The Gay Place" about the Texas legislature.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's no surprise here that, Bill Maher's right about the chairman of the RNC. They're already talking. He's going to lose his job. It looks like Michael Steele, the defeated Senate candidate from Maryland, may be angling for that position.
And then you got Webb. I mean, that stuff he wrote in that book, that is sick. We're in trouble.
Well, Webb, the thing is, Webb, of course, being in Vietnam and Bangkok, I mean, this is the, what people saw over there.
That stuff really goes on over there?
Oh, absolutely. And look, John Mark Carr, that guy in Bangkok, he wasn't over there because he liked going to Buddhist monasteries. This is a huge trade in child prostitution over there. And I've written about some of Denny Hastert's several trips over there.
That's disgusting. A lot of people just can't believe this show and what you're talking about because we're normal, and it just never even enters our mind. It's so alien. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, well, how about Scooter Libby's novel where he's talking about a 10-year-old girl in a cage, having sex with a bear, this is really sick stuff. Now it's one thing to write about what happens in other countries as Webb did, but it's a whole different thing to just conjure this stuff up
here's the deal. Yeah. 12 years ago when I first got, I always kept hearing these stories, and it just always turns out to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. These people, especially the ones in the Republican Party, I mean, the Democrat, there may be one or two closeted ones in the Democrats in the House, and who knows, they may have to come out soon. But look, nobody's going to care in the Democratic Party, but it's the Republicans where they've got all these people that rant and rave about gays. I remember this Ted Haggard was ranting and raving about gays, and look what happened.
Look at Ted. That's how they control them. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you disagree. Go ahead. I got to move quick, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm highly disappointed in you about a comment that you made Tuesday on Election Day. First, let me ask you, Alex, did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You said that on your show, and keep in mind, Alex, you have a following, okay?
I said in Travis County there's no real voting. We know there's total election fraud. And listen, I was busy doing radio interviews about the election, reaching millions of people, sir, and I've caught the county clerk engaging in election fraud in 98, sir. It's been in the paper.
I agree with you on the election fraud and all of that, but you got, let's say you have 10,000 listeners out there that are voters.
Well, at least I'm honest. I didn't just tell you I did.
I admire your honesty.
Listen, I shoot straight, man.
Yes, you do, and I'm with you, man. I'm ordering all your videos and all of this stuff. But the thing is, do you think we should have not voted in this election?
No, I know in my county there's no voting. Okay, I know for a fact, and I've been saying that since 1998, and I want to remove these machines, and I know the county clerk does it, and I fingered her to her face during election certification proceedings on TV. So, I mean, it's not like it's a secret here.
I agree with you, but whenever you sit there on your show, Alex Jones, and say, well, I don't think I'm going to go vote today, it's a waste of time. Everybody else listening to you might say, well, hell, if Alex Jones thinks it's a waste of time
people need to learn about what they have in their area. Listen, I appreciate your call. I said I should probably go vote, even if it's futile here locally, just to observe. Okay, I was honest. People love to take my honest statements, and they link them together on the Internet and take them out of context. And I'm not going to think about what I say before I say it. Now, do you have any comments to that, guest?
Well, I mean, look, you know, there's been reports of voting fraud around the country. I think what Karl Rove was faced with here, and I've talked to a couple of insiders who agree, that he was just overwhelmed with the numbers. He said something about my math shows something different, but what he didn't count on was the numbers were going to increase, where he just couldn't deal with all the elections where the Republicans were in trouble.
Yeah, we knew they couldn't block a total landslide. So stay there, Wayne Madsen. We'll be right back with our guests and some more of your calls.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All Let's move quick in our final segment with Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. Ron in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Wayne. Two quick things. Alex, please urge your listeners and team up with Mike Malloy and have him urge his listeners to contact, email, phone, write their Congress critters to not vote for Pelosi.
And bottom line, where's the outrage? Everybody's going, victory, victory. They're saying Military Commissions Act stays. Everything stays.
And the second thing, Alex, is every single listener of yours who goes to church, urge them to get a copy of Terror Storm or one of your other DVDs. Go to their pastor, give it to their pastor, ask the pastor, please watch this. Then get back to them, and then after the pastor's watched it, say, have a movie night, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever. Play it for the people in the church. If
we're going to do that. Speaking of that, tomorrow night, First Unitarian Church here in Austin, we're going to be showing Terror Storm. I'll be speaking. It's free, so we hope to see everybody out there tomorrow night.
Everyone out there who goes to church, get a copy, go to your pastor, and demand that he watches it and plays it for
yes.
the whole church.
Thank you for the call, Ron. Got to jump. Noel in New York, go ahead.
Alex, wonderful show. I'm going to ask a question to Wayne. Since you used to be an NSA, the thing with the Treasury Department, the last three administrations, that includes Poppy, Bush, and then Clinton, and then Bush, the trillions of dollars that disappear from the Treasury, are these guys ever going to go to court for that? And the story with Leon Wanta, and wants the $4.5 trillion, so you can
okay,
stay
well,
out
well, that's two separate things. The AP admits that now upwards of $4 trillion missing just from the Pentagon coffers in the last 8 to 10 years alone. But Wayne Madsen?
Well, let me tell you what two incoming chairmen intend to do. Henry Waxman, who's going to take over chairman of the Government Reform Committee, and Ike Skelton, the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, have both stated they're going to investigate all this Pentagon fraud, waste, and abuse. They're on record stating that.
Yeah,
and,
but Wayne, you know as well as I, or better, trillions missing is a lot bigger than the neocons. A lot of people got their hands in the goods.
Oh, I'm sure even some of Poppy's friends going back a few years. We also have to look at the Carlyle Group and all these defense contractors they own. But I think we'll never get that money back, but at least we can try to see where, you know, who stole it, maybe bring some of these
well,
people.
I mean, that one Congressman Duke out of California, it was $800 million. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, that's right. And remember what Everett Dirksen used to say, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon it adds up to real money. But and he said that in the 60s. So, look, I think it doesn't matter. Pelosi's going to be the speaker. That's a figurehead position. My God, look, they had Hastert in there. Nobody ever hardly saw him around. But it's really the work's going to be done in the committees and by the chairman, by the investigators, by the staff. There's going to be new staff brought in.
But we got to push for that. Listen, I appreciate your call, Noel. Jay in California, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, before I start, I just want to let you know I'm a African-American actor here in Hollywood, and I've been to some of these mansion parties, and I'm well-connected in the industry. I'm just going to name some names real quick that your show friend here on the phone will never name. Bill Maher, Leo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise. Spielberg likes black guys. He's into black guys. So there are people on the left that are just as weird and kinky as the people on the right. And it does matter because they will lose their money. But that's not what I wanted to call in about originally. What I want to say is that these liberals on the talk show radios, the Mike Malloys of the world, the Randy Rhodes of the world, they've been using black people as their poster child to get these people in power since the 60s, right? And when they get into power, they forget about us. Now, they've done this to the whole nation. Right now, and so we're just kicking back as out.
Jay, I'll tell you what, you know, you've been holding for 30 minutes to say this. Let me put you on hold. I want to talk to you briefly off air when the show ends, and I'll let you call in tomorrow with more time. Put him on hold. I want to say bye to our friend Wayne Madsen. Wayne, thanks for coming on.
Hey, good to be with you again, Alex.
You bet. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than